Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan and Robin here this morning with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and wildlife and firearms and the great outdoors. And we hope everybody here is doing well this morning. Hope you're joining us for this July 16th edition. We're kind of cool, calm, and collected here. We understand that our listeners across the board had some major storm damage. I was in Cecil County yesterday. And it looks to me like either a tornado or straight line winds or something dramatic, very dramatic weather-wise happened. Coming across from Turkey Point, which I hunt near Turkey Point, all the way across the top of Cecil County. And I guess that the amount of trees that were damaged and homes that were damaged is just absolutely amazing. People without power for a couple of days and we had some storms hit here. We know Carroll County got hit pretty hard. Thank goodness most everybody's well and happy dealing with a lot of trees and that type of thing, as I mentioned. But some outrageous weather this past week. So how are you doing in your neighborhood? You want to call in and talk about nature at its most dangerous? You're welcome to do that. And how that affected you. We're just working our way through the week. We had the kids here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
And you
want to talk about wild nature?
You want to talk about wild nature?
No, I was talking about the kid. I was trying to be funny.
Oh, wild nature, the kid. Yeah, another tornado.
My humor is not going to work with him this morning.
Well, I wasn't picking up what you were laying down, but
you talked about the kids, and I thought it was a perfect little intro. And
yeah, I got it. It's fine. Okay, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it does look like a tornado goes through this place once they leave. Most of the time, but it's all right.
To clean up for them before they get back on Monday.
Yeah. So. Anyway, what else is happening? The end of the rockfish season was yesterday. Today is no rockfish for 2 weeks. Anybody that unintentionally catches one is encouraged to put it back immediately. Try to not take it out of the water because water temperature is so high. The dead discard rate is extremely high when the weather is this warm, and it's been warm, you know. So we just hope that this move in closing down the season for 2 weeks is good for the fish population. Oops, my phone is turned up. There we go. So we hope that you can find other things to fish for. I know there's lots of catfish out there. People are starting to target catfish and catching a lot of them and finding out how good they are. People are focusing on snakeheads, which is pretty cool, the invasive snakeheads. And we are seeing some good reports from down in the lower part of the bay of cobia, red drum, and some spotted sea trout, even some speckled sea trout, which are weak fish, you know, yellowmouths, whatever you want to call them. And I remember the heyday of that back in the early 80s when I would fish out of the Honger River and catch 11, 12-pound, they called them tide runners. Oh, my gosh, what a great fishery that was. So,
I've never heard of them.
You never heard of weak fish, sea trout?
I never heard of tide runners.
Oh, tide runners, okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry, I'll be back in a second.
Well, yeah, Robin is trying to untwist her headphones. So they were twisted up a little bit. So that takes a minute. Anyway, the phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We put the lure selection from Tackle Box Tim High Tide Tackle on our Facebook page if you'd like to see the... Huh? Yeah, it is. It is. And I urged everybody to call in to get registered to win that. All you have to do is call in. Aaron, morning, Aaron. Aaron will record your name and phone number, and then you go on the air with us, and you're in. Hey, Tom, how you doing in Pasadena this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Hey, man, just want to let you know that I really appreciate your opening statement when it came to the weather and how things are out of power and whatnot. And I'm on my way to work. I'm working with BG&E, and
yes.
Just want to give everybody the kudos who's been working for the last few days. They're probably working for a few more days trying to get the service in for the public. We're not even considered essential personnel, but I just want to give my brothers and sisters the thank you for coming in and doing their diligence.
You
know, they work safe, they work hard, and just want to thank you for allowing me to do that.
I just think that you all are essential. I mean, not. I worked at a hospital, so I was always an essential employee, but I can tell you, I don't want to be without my electric and my, you know, I mean, we can't do our jobs without you. You all are the backbone, so.
Yeah, you guys don't get enough credit. I mean, you're out there 24/7. People see the trucks running up and down the highway from BG&E and other power companies, and you know, it's all about getting everybody back online. So, Tom, thanks for your call, and we thank you
and all your people that you work with.
I think he left, but yeah, thank you so much for all you guys that work out there and on the line. So
I will tell you, I'm really impressed with. We live in town of Easton.
Yeah.
And Easton Utilities, everybody can give, you know, everybody gives everybody a hard time at some point, but we stay with our electric on most of the time, and if it goes down, we're not out long.
Oh yeah, no question.
They are right on it. Now, Brian, on the other hand, is
out in the middle of nowhere. A little rough, yeah, a little rougher.
They lost theirs with the storm.
But I'm talking about telephone in Cecil County yesterday. I'm hearing these stories. No, I didn't see this, but I'm hearing stories of roads. You would drive down a road, and between every telephone pole, there was a tree down and wires down. Every telephone pole for miles. I think it was Town Creek Road or whatever that road is up there, you know, up there at Bohemia River, Sassafras River, up in that area. I just, you know, my heart goes out to those people because...
Yeah, you didn't realize over here how bad it was over there, you know.
Well, that's straight north of us, Cecil County.
I'm just saying, there was some college kids that were in their house, and it was, like, split in half.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Well,
there was a storm up there a couple weeks ago. I saw a picture of... One guy has an outbuilding, and 2 weeks ago a tree came down and crushed the right side of the building, and Tuesday a tree came down and crushed the left side of the building.
Jeez.
So he's out of luck.
What?
Scout troop, 600 scouts were on the scout camp up there, and all their tents were gone. I mean, just gone.
Well, yeah, we never think about it. Back in 77. I had my appendix out, right?
Okay.
And that you just had landlines and stuff, so you didn't hear from your relatives as much as you used to,
right.
As you did. And I'm laying in the hospital bed after just having the surgery, and they said a tornado went through Ken Island.
Right.
And I look up, and my grandmother's house is on there with her siding missing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But you know, it's just different how nowadays everything is that second that you're texting, and, you know, when a storm comes up, we have a little group that texts storm
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, well, you live stream. I mean, you can see
right.
You see what's going on live, you know.
Just what we've seen in our lives, hon, is just
technology-wise, absolutely. Well, speaking of technology, there's this thing called the telephone, and that's how you get in touch with us, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Call in, leave Aaron your name and number, then go on the air with us, and you could win the bass fishing tackle package. Did you see it, Robin? Did you look online and see it?
You didn't hear me. I said it was a gorgeous-looking package.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. There's two crankbaits. There's two weedless jigs, and there's two bladed jigs on there. Beautiful colors, crawfish imitation, shiner imitation, or minnow imitation, baitfish, whatever you want to call it, and then a couple of fun ones. So it's right there, ready to go. Oh, my goodness. So quite a week. Long, tiring week for me. I don't know why. I spent a day up in Cecil County yesterday meeting some people, talking to some people, and we did have crabs this week, didn't we?
This week or last?
This week. Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, we did. They were so good.
Yeah, they were good. Good crabs from a local dealer here, and we enjoyed
them. They were really good.
Yeah, we enjoyed a dozen crabs. The prices were not horrible, but...
Hey, can we get some Sunday?
We'll see. Anyway, the prices were not horrible, but in talking with people in the business, hard to get Maryland crabs, not very good sizes, size-wise. Prices are up. The full moon has affected the catch. So, I mean, we'll be seeing some soft crabs, a lot of those after this full moon. But let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing pretty good over here on the western shore. Yes, we are surviving the effects of the storms that came through, and I wanted to chime in on the BG&E folks. They do just a phenomenal job in, you know, many years dealing with emergency incidents in the city of Baltimore. We depended on those folks to come out and really give us good advice and put their hands right on the situation and help us get it under control. Our friend Brian, who's a fellow angler and crabberman, he listens quite a bit. He's a lineman for BG&E, and he gets deployed for these storms when they come through. And they go out of state. You know, they go around and to the different states, and I guess they have a coalition or they have a mutual aid pack set up.
Right.
So that they can deploy forces from one state to another state or from one company that has the authority to, you know, deal with those situations and move them around. So I thank them for all the good work and all the help they've given me over the years.
Indeed. So... You know, I said to somebody, I hope you're enduring the heat okay. And he says, yeah, we're getting through that all right. Now, the wind on the other hand, you know. that had to affect a lot of people fishing this week as well. The wind was high pretty much most of the week. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught in a bad storm out there on the water.
Been there.
That picture, that video of you going down that clear glass water the other morning going out, I was so jealous. I just wanted to be there so bad.
It was such a humbling morning. I mean, everything kind of fell into place except crabbing wasn't so good. We were getting those paper shells.
Yeah.
But when you look up at that moon across the water, and as we're going out in the skiff and the crabbing skiff, it was beautiful. You had to catch your breath, you know, especially, you know, when you come through some serious health situations, and almost every day, every moment like that is a wonderful snapshot. You just have, I had to reach to my camera, my phone camera, as I do often, and I just had to take a little video going out, and I really had the sense I wanted to share this experience because it was so beautiful. Yeah. And my buddy said, "What are you doing?" I said, I got to share this.
Good for you. Well, we enjoy it. Don't ever think. Yeah, don't ever think that people don't enjoy what you send out, for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Which brings me to a topic.
Okay.
Catfish.
What about them?
My gosh, those catfish. How many catfish are in that water?
A lot.
I'm telling you. We went out and to this favorite hot spot that we've been going to for some rockfish, and I didn't have any live bait. You know, they've been catching these stripers with live line. So I put out some of my bait wads, and my gosh, the catch and the size of the catfish. There was a charter boat tied up next next to me, and I was catching these big catfish, and they weren't having so much luck with their stripers. Mm-hmm. But when I would pull one in, they would clap and cheer.
Wow.
I said, look at that old man over there pulling in that great big catfish, and I mean, they were big. I had this one channel that I thought was a blue because of the size of the head, and it was just, it's fun. It really is, and you know when you get one because they have a unique tug.
Tug, yep.
And it's fun.
And the head shaking on the way in.
And then it starts to roll.
Yeah, the roll's never fun. But
I broke several lines. I think I have to do a better job in rigging up my lines for these big catfish. But it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, I look to the boat to the left, and I hope you don't mind me sharing the name of a product, but a little Zemco, a tiny, almost a kid's.
Yeah.
And this lady was in there, and I was thinking, well, maybe she's got some braid, just a little bit of braid. But anyway, she was pulling in these catfish, actually a rockfish at one point, because they were using white perch.
Oh.
Or their live line. And pulling in nice fish with this little rod and reel. And I was just, I'm totally clapping for her.
That's cool.
Good for you.
That's really
good for you. Good for her.
What was that weird story you told me about noodling the other day?
Say it again, Don.
I'm sorry?
What did you just say? I'm sorry, Robin.
I'm sorry, I over-talked over you.
No, I guess I would ask, preparing rockfish, you know, cleaning them, and I must have watched 20 videos.
Yep.
This week on how to prepare them.
Yep.
And you know, it runs the gamut from this, when you catch them, you cut the tail off and you let them bleed out and reach in there and cut the in their mouth or whatever they have up there. I don't know if they have gills. I think anyway, cut that so that they bleed out.
Uh-huh.
The idea is to bleed out. And you see these guys pulling the skin off, and it seems like that's not the way to go these days. It's like fillet them like a regular fish, like a striper, for instance.
Yeah.
And you leave about maybe a quarter of an inch between the skin and the meat, because that's nasty stuff from what I hear. And cut anything red in there or white. Johnny White, get that off of there. And then soak them in different things. Milk.
Buttermilk is one good thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, I always heard milk.
Yep.
So maybe we can throw that out there to the group. And
all right.
See if they have any suggestions.
I got it. Do you clean them?
I just started.
Ah.
I just started to clean them. Yeah,
all right. Do you skin them? Do you skin them or do you fillet them?
Fillet them. It's so easy when you do that.
You fillet them with the skin on?
Yes.
Okay.
Just flip it over. You know, you take your one cut.
Yep.
And then you flip it over and do it like the guys were taught me to do the rockfish.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're up in the head, there's a piece of meat that...
That's true.
Yeah, up in the head. And then I was wondering if you could use catfish meat for crab bait.
Probably. You'd have to try it.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put some in clam bags. We're going to give it a shot.
Give it a shot. See what happens.
And we'll report back.
Do that, buddy. We appreciate it. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for the report. Nice talking to you.
Okay. You all have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. You do the
same.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, you've put it up long enough. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. There's 300 to choose from. You can see all that from Route 50 on at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And guess what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Let's talk about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Rods and reels, plenty of rods and reels, kids' combos, St. Croix fishing rods, those great St. Croix, Penn spinning reels on for featuring the Battle 2 series, Pfluger spinning reels. Take a look at that President series of spinning reels. They come in, I think, five different sizes for any need. Shakespeare rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick. You can get line wound on your spools. You can get your rod repair. You got a fishing license there, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, and even circle hooks and bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes for rockfish when they come back in season. Don't forget, live and frozen bait and minnows, too. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. The There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Robin, you had some bugs on you this week.
Oh, mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes love me.
They do.
Mosquitoes love me. Did you hear from John yet this morning?
I have not. I have an open email. So
well, I just wonder if we're going across the air, that's all.
Oh, okay.
It's all quiet.
I think we're okay. I think we're okay.
No, I was saying earlier, what was that story you were telling me about that guy in noodling and Bigfoot?
Oh, Oklahoma. Yeah, these two guys are out noodling, which is, you know, hand fishing. Grappling, hand fishing, noodling, yeah, whatever you want to call it. They go, they reach undercut banks and down in holes and under logs and so forth and try to find a catfish that and let them bite their hand and then pull them out.
Well, my family used to do it down in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You stick your hand in and you grab the air bladder and you bust it.
Well, you can do that too. If you want to put your hand that far down.
I'm just telling you.
I believe you. I mean, you know. Not for you? Not for you? Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what they were doing. And they got to talking. And I guess they got into an argument. And the one fellow thought that the other fellow was going to call Bigfoot and kill him. One fellow thought that his partner had called in Bigfoot to kill and eat the other guy. So he killed him.
Real story.
Real story. Now, I've not heard of a lot of Bigfoots in Oklahoma. Okay. I mean, Washington, Oregon, you know, the Rocky Mountains, some of those places, you know, even here in the Northeast, there's been some Bigfoot sightings down south, North Carolina, South Carolina. But Oklahoma, not sure Bigfoot is that prevalent. But apparently, I'm not going to speculate whether alcohol was involved or not, but I would say it sounds pretty much like a sure thing on that. If you think your friend is going to have some way to summon Bigfoot to eat you, and as a preemptive strike, you kill your friend.
It is a lot of killers.
Yeah, I had to be something there. So, anyway, my phone's buzzing like crazy. Ah, oh, there's Big John. He says he's here. He was busy. Give him a minute. So, anyway, our phone number here, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to give us a call. We'd be more than glad to talk to you. And there you are, Robin. How are you this morning? That's what he said. All right. We pray you had a blessed week. We did have a blessed week. So, very good. What were we talking about? Oh, the guy killed the guy. Did you get something you didn't like you just ate or tried to eat? What are they? Even better. Why don't you take a minute now? I got this. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
That was really bad.
The little girl took a mouthful of peanuts and was going to quietly chew them on the air, and it turned out it didn't work out well for her. So.
Sorry about that, guys.
Ah, goodness gravy. So. You never know what's going to happen on this show, ladies and gentlemen. You just never know.
We just kind of go with it.
So, cleaning catfish. I did that when I was a kid, mostly bullheads, few channel cats. Usually skinned them first. Found out if you use hot tap water on them, and get, that helps A, get the slime off, and B, kills them instantly. You know, catfish are long living creatures, even out of water. I was a kid in New Jersey and caught a couple bullhead and took them home. We were going to eat them, and then they just, you know, before I woke up the next morning, my dad and his buddy decided that we weren't going to eat them and took them back and released them in the pond, and they swam away after being set out on the cement porch all night. So, you know, they can survive a lot. But I learned to just turn the hot water tap on as hot as possible, and it would it would kind of loosen the skin a little bit, and you could skin them really easily. Now, I haven't tried it with any of these blue cats or anything like that, but the typical fillet on a catfish is pretty thick and pretty meaty. And like Captain Don said, you get that, you know, if you're going to skin them, you get that fillet a little further away from the skin than normal, because they do have a lot of fat along both sides of their body, and that any red meat, which is, they, people call it the bloodline, it's actually sensory tissue filled with a lot of sensory glands, a lot of nerve endings and that type of thing. But you see it in every fish along the lateral line, dark meat. I get rid of all that because that's also fat. Around the fins is fat. So any time you see fat on fish, that is what adds to the fishy flavor, and particularly the belly meat. You know, bottom dwellers, you don't want to eat the belly meat, you know, like you do on a salmon or something like that. The belly meat contains all the contaminants, all the PCBs, all the mercury, even in tiny amounts. You just don't need it, you know. So the big meaty fillets from the behind the gills to the tail are great. Belly meat, not so much. And then there is that area in the back of the head where catfish do have a fair amount of meat. So there's some interesting recipes out there for sure. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, Robin, did you hear this in Easton? Guy was injured playing peekaboo. A man was injured playing peekaboo. He was rushed to the ICU. Thank you, Joe. I thought it was cute. Anyway, streaming is working just fine. Captain Don said sounds fine online. So Arnold and Captain Don are checking us out and getting back to us. So,
okay, perfect. Thank you.
You know, and here's the thing. When that streaming goes down like it did the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago it was down for both hours. Last week it was only down for about a half hour. If anybody just tuned out because they couldn't hear it, that's a shame, because the interview with Dan Cox went very well. Working on the podcast, maybe we'll check during a break here and find out if the podcasts are up and running. I talked to Bulldog yesterday, and he said everything was up to date, so we'll see what happens. If you'd like to hear that interview, go to ellisoutdoors.com or go to wcbm.com, click on podcast, go to the Outdoors and Radio Show, and you can hear it on wcbm.com. You can also hear it on ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the radio show logo, and then that takes you to the Outdoors and Radio Show and all the information about the show. You can click on the podcast button there online and listen to that. So podcasts are up to date, from what I understand. So what's our message from Aaron there, baby? Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you, sir?
Hi. Good morning, Alan, Robin.
Hi, Clay.
Hey, I was in the Giant store the other day, and I saw, surprisingly, blue catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed fairly expensive, and I couldn't understand why. It's a very plentiful, invasive fish. I can't imagine why it was expensive. But
everything's getting expensive right now. Alan came home from the store yesterday in sticker shock.
Oh, yeah, everything is, but I did some research into it, and I found that the Louisiana state, Gulf states, like Louisiana, have a very large industry of catfish farming.
Right.
And through the Washington, through the legislature, They have pushed through to prevent competition a regulation that puts overseeing the harvest and the processing of blue catfish under the Department of Agriculture.
Yep.
Where all other seafood is under the Food and Drug Administration.
The Department of, well, Maryland Department of Agriculture controls the seafood industry. I mean, DNR does regulations, but as far as marketing seafood, that in Maryland is the Maryland Department of Agriculture. So, I don't know if you knew that, but
no, I didn't. But that, but the processing is under Maryland Department of Agriculture.
The regulate, yes, the promotion of it, the marketing of it, is through Maryland Department of Agriculture.
The inspection of it.
I'm pretty sure that's DNR. I haven't dug into that, but it's very possible.
I according to what I read, it's under the Department of Agriculture, and because that's not generally their bailiwick, the inspectors and so on are only available a few hours a week to do this because it's not what they usually do.
I got it.
Consequently, the market has been shrunk because they can't process them, so it doesn't compete with the fish farms down south. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was fairly absurd.
Well, I'll dig into that a little bit. I want to find out a little bit more about that. I'll talk to some people and find out how that works. But I know here in Maryland, even 10 years ago, the blue catfish industry was growing then by leaps and bounds. I mean, from 1 year, it went from 100,000 pounds processed to 300,000 pounds processed in 1 year, according to my source in the seafood industry. But I haven't had those connections for a little while. But I'll do my best to find out about that. But blue catfish, you know, they're delicious, number one, and it's free market, so whatever the market will bear, if people are willing to pay, you know, $12.95 a pound, $15.95 a pound, $20 a pound, whatever they're willing to pay, that's what they're going to get, you know. And you know, you and I can go out and catch a 30-pound blue catfish, a 40-pound, a 50-pound blue catfish, and process it for, you know, the price of a fishing license and a little bit of fuel and
right.
bait, you know.
Right.
So,
but the commercial guys, because they can, you know, they can only get so much processed because of the limitations imposed, that drives the price up.
That is true, too. Sure. Interesting.
Something else I read while I was doing that research, slightly off topic. You know the big round hay bales that you see on...
Yeah.
On farms.
Yes,
know.
Yes.
Effective, I think it's October 1st, they've been made illegal, and the farmers have to go back to this smaller rectangular hay bales.
Why is that?
Well, they found in research that when they feed them the big round ones to livestock, well, they're just not getting a square meal.
Okay, Clay.
That's the best one this morning.
That's Clay. A good one, buddy. Thank you
a lot
so much.
Better than his peek-a-boo, I see.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
You do the same.
I like how you got that one. I like that
good,
one.
Good way to sneak that in, Clay.
I Bye. Like it. Thank you.
All right. That was a good call.
I like that.
Yep. So.
I love our callers. They're great.
Oh, they're great. They're great
Glenn's
callers.
Glenn's on the phone.
Okay.
Do you want to do the things first?
Yeah, Glenn, I'm sorry, buddy. You're just going to have to wait a minute. We've got to squeak this break in here. So I had a bear bow that was here, and I had obtained it and never had anything done to it. So I decided to take it to our local bear archery dealer, which is Cypress Creek Archery, right in the middle of Millington, Maryland, 32719 Cypress Road in Millington. and had Harry work on the bow. And I said, look, do what it needs. Take, you know, we need a sight, we need a quiver, we need it, it's poundage adjusted, we need the weight adjusted, poundage adjusted, the draw length. Is, my draw length is 27 and a half inches, and I said, it's in your capable hands. I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not worried about you setting it up because I hear good things. So Cypress Creek Archery there in Millington, tuned that thing up, did a very nice job, put some reasonably priced equipment on it. They put the kisser button and the peep sight. They put the, I went with a whisker biscuit, a three-pin sight. With a light on it, believe it or not. I'd never had one of those. And then they did the everything but a stabilizer. I had some stabilizers, so I used my own on that. I just wanted to give a little shout out to Cypress Creek Archery and say, you know, they are the largest full service archery pro shop on Maryland's Eastern Shore with over 150 years experience. Yep, there's three guys in there, four guys in there that, that tune them up, and combined they have a lot of experience tuning up the bows. So anything you need for archery, they're a Matthews dealer, a Hoyt dealer, a Bear dealer, a PSE dealer. Stop by Cypress Creek Archery. Here's your phone number, 410-928-3871, 928-3871, Cypress Creek Archery, indeed. Well... Drove by Spurry's Tire the other day, and your wreath is still outside the door, Robin.
Cool.
Still hanging there. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractors to your farm tractors, lawnmowers, and wheelbarrows. Now, they, of course, do tire repair. It's a full-service automotive repair shop. If your air conditioner's not working right, they can diagnose that problem. They can fill the coolant in your air conditioner. 24-hour truck service, and all that has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. That's where my next set of tires is coming from. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And when you stop by, tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex!
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried.
All right, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan and Robin. How you all?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not too much. Yes. Last night went to that pool down there to Tuckahoe.
Uh-huh.
The pool?
The pool, yeah.
How was it?
It was all right. It was that, the big guys, what's they called, the East Coast Club.
Right. I got you.
There's a lot of noise going over there.
Yeah,
track.
Yeah, big old tractor pool, huh? That unlimited class is amazing. You know, when I lived in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, I went to a few of those tractor pools. I actually had one at our high school, during the, I don't know what event it was, but we had guys in town that were very involved in building those big unlimited tractors, and they're pretty amazing to watch them and hear them and that type of thing. They just, and the amount of weight they can pull is unbelievable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. A friend of mine used to go to horse pools, and they would do the same thing with only it was they pulled logs with these horses, and you'd see these big, Clydesdales and Percherons and work horses out there struggling against the log. Every time, they'd go the distance, the next round they'd add another log to the pile. So that was kind of cool to see, too. So, yes, sir. Ben,
I've never seen a horse pull.
Never seen a horse pull. They're pretty interesting. They really are. So, hey, buddy, we hate to be short with you today. We appreciate the call. Want to wish you well and have a good week.
Have a super day.
Have a super day. All righty. So we'll. All right, Glenn. We got to take our last break, and you take care. Keep listening. All right. Sorry about that, folks. We got a little carried away there. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, guess what? We had one here in our back room that's not just used, but used a lot. When we went to Backyard Billy's, at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, we had them install a new gas fireplace insert. We picked a EX35 made by a company called Enviro, and we're very happy with it. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with some great service, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. They carry two brands, Enviro and Regency, and you should act now before the fall rush. After the show last week, I got a call from a friend. He said, "I dropped your name all over Backyard Billy's." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, I'm buying one of those gas fireplace inserts, so I want to make sure that you got credit for sending me in there." I thought, that's cool, man. That's cool. So we hope that goes well. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's coming sooner than you think. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Again, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is a fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Miss Robin, there's your cue.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day, stay cool.